Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, reminding you today is the anniversary of the birth of perhaps the greatest American of all, Dr. Martin Luther King. Happy birthday, Dr. King. And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you're wondering what all of that falderall was, that was Phil attempting to do a promo for his...
for his website.
My name is Margaret Gray.
My name is General Kalen Shaw.
My name, Bud Dickman.
My name, Robert Leonard. And my name, and here's Phil Hendry, is Phil. Anyway, welcome to the show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And today we've got a return of somebody that we haven't seen in a long time, we haven't talked to in a long time. Margaret, who do you think?
Oh, you're kidding. This is the...
Who do you guess?
Someone we like?
Somebody we like very much, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, we like him a lot.
Oh, my God. Who? Art Griego.
Who says we like him?
We like Art. No, it's...
No, don't tell me. Give me a hint.
All right. Hold on. I'll do it. No, I'll do it. You want a hint?
Yes.
I got it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Oh, well, that...
Oh, great, great. Jesus, man.
Gave it away.
Yeah.
That's Doug Dengar.
Yeah. You gave it away with the hint, man.
Phil, all you did was sit over there and go, oh, goo ga gee ga goo goo. You understand? It sounded like you was trying to say goo goo gaga or something.
What are you talking about?
You go, oh, great goo gaga.
You did.
Yeah, I wondered what that was, too, Phil. It did sound like you took some baby speak, which is the goo goo gaga, okay?
Thanks very much, guys. I don't need to hear any more of this.
Jesus, Phil, don't be so thin-skinned.
No, it isn't that I'm thin-skinned. It's that you guys have a language you begin to speak that no one understands on God's good green earth. No one in their right mind would understand you take the goo-goo-gaga.
What's baby talk?
It's baby talk. There's no such thing as the goo-goo-gaga.
That's what we call it. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta kind of get with it, Mr. Henry. I'm getting sick of it!
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, we just thought we'd...
I'm going to start the show all over again.
No, don't start it all over again. We had some fun this week. Did you watch the games?
No, I did not watch the games, though we have...
Yeah, we do have Vernon Dozier coming on.
I saw Vernon tweeting that he picked Kansas City, and I take that back. I saw a little bit of the Kansas City. I turned the Kansas City game off, and I turned off the San Francisco game. That's what happened.
Yeah, there were two games worthy of being turned off. The 49ers... Now, I thought you were a 49er fan.
Yeah, what gives, Phil? Aren't you a 49er fan?
What gives?
Yeah, what gives?
Well,
me a 49er fan, man. The LA Ram in town.
I was a 49er when the Rams left. Okay, let me just explain something here.
Yeah, now we got the Ram back in town.
Yeah, I know the Rams back in town. And I know we have the Chargers. And I know we have all manner of things here. But you know what? You can't just go demanding people's loyalty left and right and then give up on them and then come back to them.
Here's Mr. LA, hates everything San Francisco.
No, I do not hate everything San Francisco.
What are you talking about? Phil, you're always making the point.
I don't hate the city. Have you talked about the sports teams?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Let me just say something, okay?
Phil, are you going to give a speech?
Yeah. Let me just say something. The great Jackie Robinson, wasn't an L.A. Dodger. He was a Brooklyn Dodger. But this is how far back the Dodger-Giant rivalry goes.
Oh, come on.
Wait. Rather, he got traded to the Giants. In 1956, you know, he was on the last few years of his career. Jackie Robinson was no spring chicken when he got into Major League. I think he was 26 or 27 when he was a rookie. Jackie Robinson, he retired rather than put on the uniform of the hated Giants.
Are you sure that's why he retired?
That's the story I heard. Anyway. But no, I do not hate the city of San Francisco, and I don't really hate any of their sports teams. It's a great, healthy rivalry. We don't like the Giants. There was a time probably when I was younger, and I took all that shit super serious.
Good God.
Is that the language on you?
Well, to me, you know, that's kind of what I do. You know, it's just, I don't take that stuff seriously anymore. It's like, what am I going to do, give my life and give my life's blood to a commercial enterprise that, you know,
kind of like what the guy said there in Bronx Tale, huh? Mickey Mantle, he don't pay your rent.
You got that right. And Mickey Mantle doesn't pay my rent.
Well, how can he, Phil? The man's in the ground. I know.
What?
I said I know he's in the ground. I'm kidding around.
Well, it is Mickey Mantle, Margaret.
What about it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Wow, I don't know where we are now.
You're talking about the Giants and the 49ers, right?
Yeah, the 49ers. So, the 49ers, no, of course I don't like the 49ers. When the Rams were in town, and I was a big Ram fan. Now the Rams are back in town, and for some reason I can't really get behind this version of the Rams. I'm sure someday I will. I'm sure someday I'll become a super Ram fan. It's going to take a couple, three seasons, and maybe someone invites me to use their luxury box out there at the new stadium.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, sir.
So that's what it is.
No, no.
Yeah, that's what you basically just said.
No, it ain't what it is, okay? I'm fooling around, man. Yeah, sure. Hey, Phil, come on out. Use my luxury box.
What, would you go if someone invited you?
Were they going to be there?
Who?
The guy that owned the box.
Yeah.
Then no, I'm not going to be there. What is that? I'm kidding, yes. Anyway, I don't want any invites to luxury boxes. Thanks you very much. You know, we ought to get into the show because it sounds to me like there's a combination of muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, there's like multiple dystrophy.
If you screw that up one more time that way, bud, you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, you are, man.
What?
Saying multiple dystrophy and all that bullshit.
And let's watch the language around here, okay?
I'm trying to tell them that.
So anyway, yeah, the 49ers, I didn't like them, and now I do like them. I liked them when I liked them when Coach Harbaugh had them, man. I liked them when Colin Kaepernick was their quarterback. I wasn't that nuts about Kaepernick, but I kind of, the guy got him to the Super Bowl, didn't he? Now this kid, Jimmy, what's his name?
The kid, he was from New England, right?
Yeah, that Garoppolo kid.
Yeah, there you go.
What's his name?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, that's Janine's brother?
Trying to strangle that copy, Phil. This piece of copy has seen better days. So, I was a 49er fan there during the Jim Harbaugh days. I don't know how that happened, but I was. I just loved that team. Then Alex Smith came in, and I don't know what happened, and then Harbaugh left, and then they had it wasn't interesting anymore. Now we have the 49ers playing the Chiefs, and because I'm an old American Football League fan going way, way back, and, General, do we have him?
Yeah, I'll get Coach Dozier.
Yeah, Coach, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Because Mr. Henry's going to have Coach Dozier.
Hey, Coach.
Don't they told him. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, Coach. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, we're just doing a few... We're doing some chest work. We're doing some leg work here. This is now, the season's over. We're going to be heading into springtime. I got to be honest with you. I'm just doing this on a volunteer basis with some of our freshmen and guys are going to be trying to make varsity next year. But
are you going to be coaching? A lot of people want to know. Are you coaching next year?
We're talking three straight seasons subpar. It's, that's been a real...
That's a tough one to deal with, huh?
It's been tough, yeah. And you start asking yourself, I never asked myself, am I good enough to be a great coach? I know. I've proven myself, I believe, enough times over the years. And, I sure hope that. I tell you one thing, Phil. One thing I don't think anybody would dare do. I'm not going to hear any parent, telling me that...
What are you afraid of?
Well, I don't want somebody saying, hey, I don't want anybody telling me, I don't want anyone showing me the door over there.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you've got, as you said, you have this legacy.
By the way, General, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you're General Shaw, yeah. I just heard you go, the voice.
Why don't you let me point out when voices crack and when people, this is getting way too, weird.
Okay, fine, Phil, I'm trying to help out.
Coach Dozier, you tell Mr. Henry what you told me just before,
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Bud, and Bud asked me, so how do you like the Super Bowl this year? He said, it's going to be just like number one, right? I said, number one, if you mean go to the bathroom, because there is no, it's not going to be like number one. And then Bud said to me, I don't know what you mean. And I said, the first Super Bowl was Kansas City and Green Bay. And Bud said, was that a number one?
Bud has a hard time.
I didn't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, well, I wanted to point that out to you.
Bud's got a hard time understanding somebody's... You know what I'm saying, General? I mean, the poor kid, he ran his head through an oak tree in Ojai.
All right, you said the kid was not...
I don't have any... I'm not mentally retarded or anything. I'm just slow figuring things out, that's all.
Okay, I'm just...
Well, what were you doing, making fun of him?
No, I wasn't making fun of him. He said, hey, Coach Dozier... Is it going to be like Super Bowl? Is it going to be number one? Didn't you say that, Bud?
Yeah, I said I meant Super Bowl.
Well, the kid said number one meant Super Bowl.
Right, so I had some fun with him. And I said, the Super Bowl this year? Yeah, it'll be just like doing a number one. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, Super Bowl number one was Kansas City and Green Bay. That ain't going to happen. But when you said number one, I'm like...
You spend an awful lot of time, Vernon, talking to this young man and trying to mess with his mind when you could be explaining things to us.
I'm not messing. You know something, Phil? I don't come on this program.
Hey, I agree with Margaret. You're messing around with his brain, trying to get one over on him.
I'm not getting... What are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean by number one? You predicted, did you not?
Yes, I thought it would be Super Bowl I, or rematch, which would be the Green Bay...
Chiefs.
The Green Bay Chiefs, if this kid starts it again...
The Green Bay Packers, are you kidding me?
Listen, I'm tired. This kid already has been a...
But it's okay, just...
I'm trying to do the good job. Doing a great job, man.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and tell him he's doing a good job, but nobody tells...
Hey, Coach Dozier, I'm sorry, I'm not your employer, man, but you know what? If I were, I would say you've done a great, phenomenal job with that football team.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I sure ain't hearing from...
So nobody at the school's contacted you?
No.
Well, are you up for a new deal or something?
Yeah, it's contract time. I'm going to be talking contract with Father McWhorter, probably, and supposedly it was supposed to happen right after the first of the year.
Now, you don't have an agent at the high school level, do you?
No, I don't have an agent at the high school level. What is that supposed to mean?
Nobody is knocking it, Coach. We're just saying at the high school level of football, you generally go in and take care of it yourself, right?
Yeah, I take care of it. I talk with Father McWhorter. But here's the thing. I haven't made up my mind yet whether I want to coach for Bellmar Academy, okay? So Father McWhorter, it may be rolling this around in his mind, and he may be thinking, for instance, well, you know, I got Vernon over a barrel. Well, I just would say, you know, I haven't made I haven't made...
Nervous, aren't you?
No, I'm not nervous.
Well, it sounded like you were slipping into a little bit of nerve-wracked muttering there.
No, what I'm trying to do is plot my course. And if Father McWhorter, who do I work for?
Father James McWhorter.
Yeah. Father McWhorter thinks he's going to dangle me out there, right? Like I'm only 3 inches high, and he's dangling me by the belt on my little tiny pants. I don't know.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm trying to get you people to understand that I'm not a Lilliputian here, and that McWhorter is a big giant priest.
You've got power. I understand that.
Right.
Okay. You've got power, and you have been a great, great success story for Bellmar Academy. There's no question. How many league titles have you won?
Won six.
Six. I don't know, is that many? How many divisions?
We won two division titles.
That's a damn good legacy.
That's what I'm thinking. But McWhorter is always looking. He walks by there's a big trophy case there at league headquarters there in San Fernando, you know. And we'll walk by the trophy case, and there's the big picture there, Coach Elmer Brown. And Elmer Brown coached up there at Layton. In the, 1950s, 1960s. He won five Division III B titles.
Five?
Five?
Well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But this is what McWhorter says. He walks by and goes, oh, there's, yeah. That's a message to me saying, oh, you didn't win five, you only won two. I know how the game's played, Phil.
Well, don't be getting weird, man. Yeah, look, why are you coming unglued, man? I mean, this is all a part of the game, right?
It's part of the game, but these last 3 years have been tough.
You had three rotten years, there's no question about it. What do you think was the cause?
Well, the problem is we didn't get... A lot of kids come into the area, and then there's kids that live outside the area. You know, a Catholic school, it's not like you have to stick within some district. Any kid can come into from anywhere to go to school at Bellmar Academy, okay? And we've given out scholarships, but the last 3 years, the school and the alumni, and we do have an alumni association because our Catholic schools, well, you belong to one, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, I belong to our LaSalle High School alumni. That's it's not like a college alumni.
But you guys raise money for scholarships.
Yeah.
Okay. These guys, for whatever reason, they didn't have the money, and I think it's because they thought I was some kind of a miracle worker.
All right, so you didn't have the prospects, you didn't have the talent that you've had.
We didn't have the talent we had, no. And that one kid that got away, Sugarton, you remember him, Phil?
Lee or...
No, it was Lee High, right?
That was his dad. I think the kid's name was... I know what it was. It was Bronson.
Yeah, Bronson Sugarman. And we used to say, then came... And I used to say... Our team sucks, and someone would say, then came Bronson, and I'd go, hey, your lips to God's ears, and all of a sudden, the kid's going to go to St. Francis. So this is, one thing.
What is that again?
Well, don't make me repeat it.
Then came Bronson.
Yeah, that was what I'd say to the coach, or the coaches would say that to me. I'd say we had three rotten, stinking years, that I'd just as soon commit Harry Carey over. And then Coach Desmond would say, then came Bronson. And I'd go, aha, yeah. And I got the big thumb up, you know. You know, Phil?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, don't let me bore you.
You know, it just always cracks me up how petty you guys are.
I'm petty. I'm sitting here with my life on the line.
A minute ago, you didn't give a shit. Now...
Look at the language on this guy. Boy, a real toilet mouth.
Phil, I would really appreciate it. I know that you're sort of losing interest in being a gentleman these days.
That's not the case at all, okay? That came blurting out. I apologize.
Wow. Get a load of him.
But I'd appreciate if you'd watch the language.
Hey, Phil, you know...
Hey, don't worry about it, Coach. We're talking to Coach Vernon Dozier here. Let's get to the game yesterday, if you don't mind, the two games, okay? So we can get off this line of questioning here.
I don't want to talk about Belmar Academy because I know you've got so much invested in it. So it's just my life, that's all. Just my life. Just whether or not I eat.
You're going to have to tell us straight. Is your job on the line?
No, it's not.
All right, let's talk about the games this weekend. Kansas City and Tennessee.
I thought that game was lost. I don't know if you followed in my tweets.
Yeah, you talk about, yeah, that's it, I'm leaving. And you even posted on Instagram.
You were on Instagram, right?
I went over to Instagram and I said, and a lot of people didn't like it, and I...
It was a vulgar quote.
All right, I apologize.
Well, what did you say?
I said this game blows every chipmunk in the Angeles National Forest.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, it's not that bad.
All right, so you said that. Then you came back to only to find out that Kansas City won.
Right. I was pleasantly surprised that the Chiefs came back. So then I went out. I got three bags of that kettle popcorn, a couple of quarts of, forgive me, but Dickman said, I bought malt liquor, and I enjoy Schlitz malt liquor, all right? It doesn't make me some kind of Kool and the Gang fan. You see what I'm saying?
What are you even pointing that out for?
Because you guys probably think I drink, never mind.
We think you drink Schlitz malt liquor because you want to be a black guy or something?
That's what you guys would think.
I didn't think that at all.
Oh, come on.
So you drink Schlitz malt liquor and you eat popcorn. Is that what you do during the football games?
Yeah. Somebody got a problem with that?
What is it with you, Coach? You're like, you're very argumentative.
Coach, you're on pins and needles.
Well, everybody is breaking my balls.
Hey, again, if I got to say watch the language one more, we don't have to talk, Coach.
You guys have been on me since I got on the air.
No, you've been hypersensitive.
You have been very hypersensitive, Coach. Now you're talking about...
Hey, Margaret just went, now you're talking about... Don't I get the point to...
You know what? Fuck him, man.
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry.
I'm just tired of listening to him crying. Phil, you better get on there and apologize.
Hold on. Hey, Vernon? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said fuck him. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, bud. Let me talk to him.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Blue pants? I got three pairs.
Give me that fuck... Hey, Coach... Listen, man, I'm not trying to... Coach, you there?
I'm here.
I'm not trying to do... I'm sorry, I apologize, okay? I'm just...
You're under some kind of pressure there, Phil. It's not me that's under the pressure. You are.
That could very well be. Maybe I'm putting myself under pressure. Here's the point. You got home, you watched the game, the Kansas City... you watched the San Francisco and Green Bay game.
I got home.
You had bags of popcorn and malt liquor.
If you laugh...
Why can't he laugh? It is pretty funny.
I enjoy a couple of quarts of Schlitz malt.
Phil, why are you being racist?
Why is that racist?
You're laughing at him drinking the malt liquor because he's a white man, and generally that's something black guys drink.
Now, that's not true.
Aha! So that's it.
That's not true. It seems out of character for you, Coach. Not a white guy. You.
Why is that out of character?
I've never heard you talking about drinking anything in your life, and now Donnelly's at beer, it's Schlitz malt liquor.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, why are you hitting the ball that far?
Who gives a fuck? All right, sorry, I said fuck.
Okay,
hold on. Yeah? Yeah, uh-huh.
What are you doing now, man?
Phil, you just squeaked. Phil, you went, get.
What are you doing, bud?
I'm talking to Coach.
Give me the phone. Hey, Coach, no, you're not on the air. No, you're not on the air. Is this Father McCorder's what? You're at Coach. I would like to talk with you. Is Coach there? Is Coach there? Hey, Coach, is this still Father McCorder's? When did you start doing a Father McCorder's impression? Come on.
I told him, though.
Hey, Phil, listen, Father McCorder's is here. I want to have a conversation with him so we clean up what we're going to say here.
I want to say one thing, Phil, and I think it's important to say. At no time have I ever intimated to Coach Dozier that his job has been anything other than secure and as safe and in a safe harbor at Delmar Academy. Isn't that right, Coach?
Yeah, I guess. You know.
It's going to take more than yeah, I guess. Isn't that right, Coach?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have been spilling a lot of smack and a lot of slime, and it's got to end. You understand me? It's got to end.
Okay, Dr. Henry.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to be talked to like I'm a five-year-old. What are you talking about, Father McCordis? You're talking about the fact that we were discussing his job?
I'm talking about the fact you're discussing the job here of Coach Vernon Dozier, a man that I happen to admire a great deal. And for you and these monkey chump, I'll tell you something, Phil, it's been a tough 3 years for me, too.
I apologize. Coach, can we just wrap up the...
Go ahead.
So what I was going to tell you, Phil, is this. I come home, I have popcorn, Schlitz malt liquor.
That is the thing. What's with the malt liquor?
What's it to you?
Well, what's going on with you anyway, huh? I mean, are you going to start wearing two-tone shoes?
What a racist mother.
I'm joking around.
Hey, Father McCordis, bug off, will you?
What are you talking about?
Get out of there.
You don't want you, man. I'm not giving you the phone. Bug off.
You'll hear from my...
Get out.
What an asshole, man.
Hey, you know what? He likes to break my castanets with that kind of stuff. Two-tone shoes.
I'm fucking around. Get the phone back.
Phil, so I watched the game. I watched the 49ers take the Green Bay Packers apart. I almost vomited an entire... I had 2 quarts of Schlitz malt liquor, as long as you want to keep leaning on that. And I almost puked up one of them. By the end of the game, I was pretty well plastered on 2 full quarts of the bull. What's it called?
Schlitz malt liquor?
Schlitz malt liquor.
Okay. We're talking here...
Yeah, that's all you got to say?
What else is there to say?
Yeah.
Here. I want to say something. I think it's pretty poor, Phil. And you're trying to characterize the comments that I make as racist. I'm pulling his leg. I'm yanking his chain. You know, he thinks he's... Here's a guy that's never took a drink before in his life, and he's going heavy hitter on the Schlitz. And let me tell you something else. I used to drink Schlitz malt liquor, and every Mick mother that I knew in the whole...
Oh, man.
Honestly,
I'll tell you what. Oh, did I really? We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got Doug Danger and...
Well, Phil, did you finish your business with...
No, actually, I didn't. He was going to get... But there's no other business, right?
No, he's just going to talk about how he screwed the dog.
Yeah, I was just talking about, gave it to the pooch.
He gave it to the pooch, huh?
In other words, he was going to talk about how he screwed the bet up. And he was. He got one half of it, Kansas City. The other half was supposed to be Green Bay. Green Bay got their ass kicked, and they got their ass kicked by a way better football team. A way better football team. And what's going on with Green Bay, man, is that they're going to have to step it up a couple of, notches. But to answer your question, who are you rooting for? I'm going to root for, even though I like the 49ers, I do, I'm going to root for the old school, the little kid old school Phil Henry and root for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What are you rooting for the Chiefs for, man? They got nothing to do with...
They were the old AFL. I was a big AFL fan as a kid. So I'll root for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, I love that kid. I like the team.
What do you think of that Andy Reid? Oh, Andy Reid. Frank thinks Andy Reid is a big tub of you-know-what.
Tub of what?
You-know-what.
No, I don't.
Well, Frank said you did.
Frank said what?
Frank said Andy Reid is a tub of, and Phil will fill you in. Okay, Phil. So I'm weird, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great.
All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous... Jesus. Be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King. It's a day off. Have a good day. Think about what a great country this can still be. Hi, this is Ars Gardner, and I hope you'll listen to Ars Gardner's show, where I don't use any kind of discourse markers like or e, and I never use the. I'm Ars Gardner. I never use the, and I don't use discourse markers.
Isn't that something? Wow. Ars Gardner.
Listen to the Ars Gardner Show weeknights at 6 here on KKKKK 5K San Diego.
World famous Phil Henry Show on philhenryshow.com. Welcome back. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, the Bar Fright Showdown starts this coming week sometime.
Yes, we'll give you the details, folks. Bar Fight Showdown is back.
Margaret, the champion of our very first bar fight showdown, I don't even remember who it was that you fought.
I fought Bob Green, didn't I? I don't remember. I beat him so bad, you know.
Probably you recognize him.
You didn't beat him that bad. Whoever it was that I beat, I threw him through a window. It wasn't good.
We got it somewhere. So Margaret is our first bar fight show. Are you going to be in the bar fight?
What a slowdown. What did you say?
Are you going to be in the bar fight?
Yeah, are you going to fight?
Of course. Listen, Phil, if you give me a competition where I feel like I'm going to get hurt, that I'll be away from my son and husband, of course I won't. But these chumps, you go ahead and line them up all day long for me. I'll knock them down like the 10 pin. You know, I'll knock them down like the movie. You know.
The movie.
All right, who's this?
Misery Slims.
Oh, yes, I love it.
All right, we got Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug is at the newsroom at the Orange County Courier, where he is ensconced and is a part of their news-gathering team. And we want to talk to Doug about, and we haven't talked to you in such a long time, Doug, about... Doug, how are you, by the way?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, everybody, for, you know, being here for me and everything.
Well, Doug, we have not talked to you in a long time, and we want to find out, get your take on one of the biggest cultural phenoms or phenomenons, or however you want to say it, in the history of television, The Walking Dead.
As Phil knows, I'm writing a series of articles on The Walking Dead, and I think that I'm going to eventually turn it into maybe a book, I don't know. The Walking Dead, for people who don't know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't. Did you introduce me yet?
No, I didn't. No, I said Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier.
Okay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. The reason I say that, I don't mean to hit that too heavy, but people need to understand that I'm not some punk that just came into this business and that you can just walk up to me and go, "Hi, are you gay?" And because what'll happen is the last thing you'll hear is, "Are you good?" You'll hear the G come out of your mouth, and then you'll just see stars, and you'll feel yourself sailing through space. And
okay, Doug, we know you're a badass, all right? We're asking about Walking Dead.
I'm telling you, you asked about Walking Dead. I'm telling you about me. You understand?
Yes, Doug, we understand.
All right. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I came out 5 weeks ago. It's been a long, hard, tough road.
Doug, you know, I mean, you don't have to keep hitting that over the head, though, man. I mean, the ACT UP and those days of activism and when it was all very necessary, I understand. But, you know, we're kind of moving into a new phase.
Well, I haven't. Okay?
God damn, Doug.
No, I haven't moved into any new phase. I'm still Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal. You want me to start doing shorthand on you, I will.
I really wish you wouldn't.
Well, I don't know. Because we've been screwing around here. You guys start giving me a hard time, that means I got to start doing the shorthand. Because I got to get to the end of this segment, I get that thing.
What do you got to do?
I got to get finished this article that I'm doing on The Walking Dead.
All right, tell me, what is it? Why has The Walking Dead suffered?
First of all, Walking Dead has suffered... A lot of people have pointed to the fact that the character Negan, as played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, was too much, too violent, too much of a smartass, not a very endearing character, a lot of bad things. But there's one thing they're overlooking, and that is what I call zombie full-on, or zombie load. Now, zombie full-on, and this is what I'm getting at, is when the viewer tunes in every week, and all they see is just full... A zombie overload. They see a full arching zombie smothering of the storyline. So that no matter where our humans go, our survivors go, here comes, as you call the plural, the zomba. It's a zomba full on. It's a zomba, it's a three count. It's a zomba three count. And
I don't know what he's talking about. Doug, could you please?
Who's he?
It's you, Doug. I don't know what he's talking about. Can you somehow...
All right. What I'm saying is this, General. You tune on Walking Dead. You want to see people falling in love. You want to see them starting a business. In other words, some progress. And all you get is just one ghoul after the next turning some guy's face... So
you're saying there's too much violence?
No. Not too much violence. But it's just an onslaught of these dead eating some guy... And then, okay, and they fall in love, they do some stuff. But it's always some dead guy eating some guy. So what they haven't done...
If I could interrupt, Doug, are you saying that there's no telling when these zombies will stop?
That's exactly right. The show has got to give us some view of the end of the line of this thing. Because every day, zombie after zombie after, where do they come from?
Well, all right, can I speculate?
No, that we can do that later, but I'm just asking rhetorically, okay? Where do all these zomba come from when a guy wants to sit down and have himself relax, get some shut-eye, Rick's gone, you know, Rick got so sick to death of holding the hands of all these people, he got himself blown up, whatever the hell happened, I mean, he got taken off in that helicopter.
Well, we don't know what happened to Rick. I don't know that he got himself blown up on purpose.
Oh, okay, Phil. This is the other thing. Everybody's an expert.
Well, what do you want me to say, man?
Here's what I want you to say. Stick with the logic. How many of these dead, they got herd after herd? It's as if they've got a full nation somewhere of zombies that they're just leaking a few out at a time. I don't know.
You know the helicopter?
Do you hear what I just said?
I heard what you said. Yes, I did.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I mean, the helicopter thing...
I didn't say anything about a helicopter.
Doug, I got to move on to the next question here. Do you think the helicopter has something to do with how many zombies there are?
Maybe. Maybe the helicopter is turning people, you know. But it is, they've got to do something. They got to give us, because we're on overload on this thing. We got what's called zombie crease. That's when the middle of your face begins to sort of pinch in, because every week here comes another face that's half eaten away with the teeth and not a one of them nude. And here's the thing, I'm not interested in nude for nude's sake, but it is weird that all these zombies are fully clothed. You made that point, and that was an excellent point. And I talked to Bob Grimby, who's one of the showrunners over there, or at least he claimed to be, I don't know.
Bob Grimby, where'd you meet him?
I met him over here at the hotel. They had a cocktail lounge there.
Some guy named Bob Grimby.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, is there a guy named Bob Grimby who's a showrunner?
This guy told... Can I finish?
Go ahead.
This Bob Grimby said to me... I forget now what he said. Oh, I know what it was. He said, yeah, we wanted to get some nudes on, but we had to pay the actors extra for them to be walking around, you know, with their asses hanging out. And then you have to, you know, do extra makeup to make it look like their ass got eaten away. It's really disgusting.
All right, so thank you very much. We don't need to know any more about that. We're talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on why The Walking Dead, why their ratings declined. What I read, and your first comment made sense. He said it was, you know, there was that whole period that was just so abysmal with the saviors. But here's the thing, man. The show's coming back. The Whisperers are helping along, aren't they?
I don't know. The Whisperers, that's Samantha Morton. What's up? What's that all about? First of all, she's a British actor, trying to sound Southern, and there aren't too many things in this world that sound funkier than an Englishman going trying to sound from, like he's running, I don't know. And then she's bald. You know, you look at Samantha Morgan in movies like Elizabeth, The Golden Age, or whatever the hell that movie, you know that movie with Kate Blanchett?
Kate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Samantha Morton was in that movie. She played the Queen of Scotland. She was very lovely. You know, she was plotting, but she had her hair piled up and, you know, had on a bustier. And everything was working. Now they got her in this thing where she's bald. She's walking around like a man. I guess she's having some kind of a sexual affair with that freak, that 8-foot-tall freak. The whole thing...
In other words, Doug, you are applying these traditional definitions of what a character should or could look like. The character she plays in...
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. The character she plays in The Walking Dead is a fully empowered and...
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, hear me with the empowered thing.
You know,
Doug, I would think as a gay man and a gay journalist, you'd have some sensitivity.
About what? I got a fully empowered... What you got there is a fully empowered bald woman. There's nothing in this world that's going to turn an audience off. Then something...
What are you saying now? You're saying that a bald woman turns an audience off?
If you'd let me finish my sentence, yeah. There's nothing in this world...
You know, Phil, we're getting a lot of smart-ass guests here tonight. Everybody is on the, you know...
Oh, my God, he was going to say rag.
No, I was not. Okay, Doug, well, thank you very much.
Oh, come on, man, you're not...
What are you doing now? I'm hanging up on him, I hung up on Dozier, and I may hang up on... Who's the next one? It's Larry Grover. Oh, that's for sure going to be a hang-up. Don't you worry about a thing, man. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show on the rag and brought to you...
I'm sorry. Phil Henry Show, he's doing fine. Brought to you by Moonman Sun Pies. Put one in your mouth and watch everything disappear. Your body, your face, everything. Moonman Sun Pies. Are they magic? Buy one and find out in the 4-pack. Moonman Sun Pies at Moonman Sun Pies Enterprises, Suntown in Sunnyvale. Moonman's Sun Pies. And by Burkham's Bleach. Hi, Coach Foster Brown here. We've got all kinds of athletic gear. We've got shirts. We've got, yes, jock straps. We've got underwear. We've got, looks to me like this looks like a pair of pantyhose. Well, anything that is there, we got to wash. And our team always washes it in Burkham's Bleach because it gets everything white. Turns everything stone, bone white. Even that red shirt there. Now that's white. What are we going to put the red shirts in?
White shirts.
Burkham's Bleach. Get it in a 6-pack. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bar Fight Showdown starting this week. That's right, Bar Fight Showdown. Check us out on the fan page. That's facebook.com/Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. That's the fan page. We'll give you more details. All right, so Larry Grover is joining us, and I think we got Larry on the newsmaker line right now from the Glendora Mall. He's with his mom. Larry, hi, it's Phil Henry.
Yeah, Phil.
All right, I know that you have an issue with your mother being used. General Shaw's here. Well, what's the problem, Larry?
The problem, General, is very simply this, and Mother's here.
Larry, I want to speak for myself.
I'll let you speak for yourself. Mother was on your Saturday cinema, I gather, because I was told by Hobart Wenson, he's our next-door neighbor and a very dear friend of mine, and he keeps an eye on Mother.
But is, may I say, Mr. Henry, Hobart is a pervert.
And
what's she saying?
Never mind what she's saying.
Flaps his penis.
Okay, would you, thanks for saying that, Mother, right in front of these kids. Hi, kids. How you doing?
I'm sorry, children, if you heard me say.
And Hobart said to me.
Hobart Swenson.
Hobart said to me.
Larry, take it easy.
Well, that Mother was the guest commentator on something called Jesse James versus Dracula, and that Mother was commenting on John Carradine and his manhood and all this stuff.
I don't remember. John Carradine is the freak of the week. I wouldn't go near him with your...
You wouldn't go near him with my penis?
I don't have a penis, Larry. I wouldn't. I was going to say I wouldn't go near him with your lips.
What does that mean?
Larry, you're already in over your head.
God, Larry.
All I'm saying is, Mr. Henry, I don't want you taking advantage of my mother anymore. I would rather that you and Mr. Or General Shaw, forgive me, General Shaw, I realize that your rank is a general.
Yeah, so, you know, have some respect.
I apologize. I would rather that you, Mr. Henry, and General Shaw not molest my mother any further.
Molested? Can you believe this guy? Look, Missile Dick, you know.
Don't call me Missile Dick.
Five, four.
See, this is what I get for being a dutiful son.
Larry, this is an embarrassing thing for you and your mother. She was on the...
Yeah, that's right, but, you know, it's more embarrassing for her.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Look at that. Her own son, she calls a Missile Dick. You're the one that didn't have me circumcised. Now the...
Okay, that's number three. So all three guests, Henry hangs up on this week.
Yay! Damn it, so that's kind of being lightweight, isn't it?
No, that's not being a lightweight at all. That means that, Bud, you don't prep the guests properly.
Oh, my God, so it's my fault.
It is, Bud. You've got to get some of these people in line a little bit. You don't prep the guests properly. You got to get them to know what it is they're going to talk about. Focus them on what it is they're going to talk about. Don't let them stray. Tell them that Phil's going to hang up on them.
I always say Phil's going to hang up on them. And they always go, yeah, no problem. They always, like, you know, like it's no big thing.
Oh, is that right? Well, now they know. Now they know. What are you doing?
I got, I'm trying to tell him right now.
Give me that phone. Larry, no, we're not talking to you. Because of the whole circumcision thing. That's right.
Yeah.
Larry?
I heard you already, okay?
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, Larry, yeah, he said he's...
Don't, none of this, give me the phone. Larry, he doesn't speak for me. Larry, Mrs. Grover, just take it.
Yeah, yeah, Ms. Grover, yeah, yeah, he's... Well, Mr. Henry, he cares about the show.
Anyway, folks, that does it for the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? I don't wear a condom, no, but I went...
Give me the fuck! Hang up the phone. What are you talking about? What are you talking to him about, Gloria?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing you'd notice.
Oh, my God.
This is the worst Monday show you've ever done. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, stop, bud.
I can't.
What's the matter with you, son?
I can't stop my hand. Oh, there.
He's fucking around, man. Hey, watch the language, will you?
I don't only fucking, I mean... Around.
Speaking of around, all around the world. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Let me do it, Phil. You look all in. The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
All around the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah!